I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. Just last week was Purim, and I saw many people in shul that didn't want to follow along the reading of the Megillah and the Chumash, rather brought to shul a kosher Megillah. And I saw that they were holding the Megillahs with their hands. And it's really not so simple. The Gemara in today's Daf, Shabbos Daf Yudalad, towards the bottom of the Aleph, quotes from Rabbi Yochanan, Ho'oche Sefer Torah Arum, if someone holds a Sefer Torah Arum, straight touching the parchment, Nikbar Arum, he will be buried naked. And the Gemara explains what that means, that he'll be buried naked. But it's clear from the Gemara that you're not allowed to touch the cloth, you're not allowed to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. In Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, Asur Lecho Sefer Torah Arum Bli Mitpachas. So you're not allowed to touch, you're not allowed to hold the parchment of the Sefer Torah without a cloth. The question is whether this idea, this prohibition of touching the parchment of a Sefer Torah, is that extended to other Sfarim as well? Is it limited, perhaps, only to the Chamisha Chumshe Torah? So Tosos, on the bottom of the page, in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, discusses this. And he says, Ktsas Mashma, it seems a little bit, the Lav Dafka Sefer Torah, they're not only a Sefer Torah, the Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Tan, and he brings a proof. So Tosus suggests that it's not limited only to a Sefer Torah, and therefore it would be prohibited to touch a Megillah as well. You have to hold it with a cloth. And typically we don't have a problem with the Sefer Torah. Anyone gets the Aliyah, touches the Atzei Chaim, touches the wood, but we don't have that on a Megillah. Most people don't have that on a Megillah. They hold the parchment itself. So the Ramah, commenting on the Mechaber that says that you're not allowed to touch the parchment of the Sefer Torah, writes, Yesh Omrim, there are some that say, Dehu Hadin Shar Kisvei HaKodesh. All the other Sfarim of Tanakh, including Megillas Esther as well, you shouldn't be allowed to touch the parchment. However, the Ramah continues. The key words, Velo Nahagu Kain. That's not the practice. The Ramah observed that which all of us observe, that which people touch the parchment, touch the cloth of the Megillah. However, the Ramah continues, and many people aren't familiar with the continue, the next few words of the Ramah. He continues and says, V'tov lahachmir, it's good to be stringent, not to touch, even a Megillah, im lo natal yadav, unless you washed your hands first. And the Bir Halacha explains, why is it? Why should you wash your hands before touching the Megillah? And the Bir Halacha explains that the truth is that there's really a machlokas in our sugya, among the Rishonim, whether washing your hands would be enough to allow someone to touch a Sefer Torah itself. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that washing your hands is insufficient, and regardless, you're not allowed to touch the cloth. But there are still some Rishonim that hold that way. And therefore, when it comes to all the other Svarim of Tanakh, aside from a Sefer Torah, where it's not even so simple that there's a prohibition in the first place, as Tosfos only said, Ktas Mashma, it seems that way. It's not 100% sure. The Ramah felt it would be appropriate to allow people to touch the parchment as long as they wash their hands first.